This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with hogsports.com, HAWGsports.com. It's a short week, so we're not doing the regular primer show that we normally do, but I did want to take a minute and give a few of my thoughts on the Arkansas-Missouri game coming up, as well as bringing your attention to a very special announcement with hogsports.com. All that and more on today's short episode. Well, first, I want to say I hope everybody enjoyed our free VIP day that we offered yesterday. That's always been our biggest problem, is getting people through the door to see what we offer with our VIP service. So we just left the door open yesterday. You could read all of our free VIP content, check out all of our premium message boards and such. And today, Wednesday, we're actually starting our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale early. So it's 75% off at hogsports.com. If you've ever wondered what we offer, I hope you saw it yesterday, but this is a great time to sign up with everything that's coming down the pipe. We've got the transfer portal coming up. We've got recruiting stuff coming up in mid-December and of course on into February, but basketball season with Curtis Wilkerson and all that stuff. So just to give you an idea of what all this stuff entails, 75% off for the number one independent source on Arkansas sports and recruiting. That breaks down to $26.85. That's a one-time payment of $26.85 for a full year of access. It breaks down to $2.24 a month, 52 cents a week, 7 cents a day for unmatched insider Razorback coverage with me, Danny West, Andrew Ellis. It's a great offer. It's the best offer that we do. 75% off. So go check us out at HAWGsports.com, part of the 24/7 Sports Network. If you like the stuff that we do with this Hog Sports Live show, you like the free content that we put out, you enjoy my segment on Drive Time Sports, you're a big supporter of the Walk and Talk and Hog Sports Live, come check out what we have for our VIP subscribers behind the curtain. Promise you'll be glad you did. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to that. It really is a big sale. We like to finish tops in the network. We think it's unique being an Arkansas-based company that we are so high up in terms of traffic and subscription sales across the entire network, a place that people say Arkansas shouldn't be, and I love seeing that for an Arkansas company, particularly ours. All right, everybody, Arkansas and Missouri, this series is grossly one-sided, grossly being the key word. This is one of the more disappointing records for Arkansas sports and what has been until Sam Pittman got at Arkansas, and, you know, some people will say, yeah, it's not good enough, and I hear you. I agree in a lot of ways. But at the same time, when you compare to what Arkansas had been, you know, the 9 seasons before last season, the worst 9-year stretch in program history, Missouri is 9-4 against Arkansas all time. 9-4. They're 5-0 all time in Columbia. That's ridiculous. Arkansas is better than Missouri. Arkansas is better than Missouri in every facet. They're better in resources, money, facilities, fan support, tradition, everything. The only thing Missouri has on Arkansas is it's about an hour and a half closer to Kansas City, and they got a better journalism school. That's about it. That's all I can think of. What can you expect on Saturday? Gloomy weather, a stadium that's two-thirds full at best, an ugly game. It seems like that's just about how it always plays out. Every single year. Not every single year, it just kind of feels like it. Recent history, looking at recent history, the Tigers are 69-62 since joining the SEC. That's 52.7%. With two SEC championship game appearances, they get to play in the East, which has been easier these last several years, maybe not this year. They have two top 25 finishes. In that time, Arkansas is 55-78. That's 41.4% overall as a program. Obviously, this is largely during that nine-year stretch. Missouri's had a lot of periods like that. They failed to win six or more games in a single season from 1950 to 1959. And then they watched Frank Broyles, who was their coach in 1957, win a national championship at Arkansas in 1964. From 1984 to 1996, that's 13 seasons, Missouri never had a single winning record. From 1961 until 2007, they never had double digits in the win column. This is their program. KJ Jefferson's a big key in this game. You go back to 2020 when he came in relief of Felipe Franks, who was injured. This was KJ's first start under Sam Pittman. He'd had a couple under Chad Morris. He had a 13-play, 75-yard drive to end the game, seemingly, with 43 seconds left. Two-point conversion pass to Mike Woods. You guys remember that? That put Arkansas up 48-47. And then 40 seconds later, they drive all the way down the length of the field, 60 yards, for a 32-yard field goal by Harrison Mevis, who I believe is still there. Jefferson was 18 of 33 passing for 274 yards and no interceptions, ran 13 times for 32 yards and another score in that game. That was kind of his coming out party. That was a game where you felt like, okay, Arkansas will be good shape when Felipe Franks moves on. Next year, Arkansas goes 9-4 with Jefferson. He was 15 of 19 for 262 yards with a touchdown, had six runs for 58 yards as Arkansas won 34-17. Jefferson's put together pretty similar numbers as he had last year. He is very close on completion percentage. He's at 67.6%, and the school record is 68.5%, but set by Felipe Franks. His efficiency rating is 166.2. So he is 0.3 points behind Brandon Allen's all-time mark. You look at these coaches, the comparison between Eli Drinkwitz and Sam Pittman, they could not be more different. To me, Eli Drinkwitz is a little bit of a try-hard. His jokes aren't funny. His little quips aren't funny. I thought his Jedi deal at the end of the Florida game, when Dan Mullen got fired literally right after the game, I thought it was kind of in poor taste and really wasn't that funny. He kind of looks more like a statistician trying to be a football coach. Whereas Brett Bielema, you look at him and very genuine. You think about some of the things that he says, you know, that have been really catchy. Yes, sir. Remember that? Turn on that damn jukebox. Some guys bring iced tea. Some guys bring liquor. I like me an old cold beer. Sam Pittman just comes off as who he is and looks exactly like who he is. Like an offensive line coach, an old offensive line coach, even though he's head coach now. Just two very different guys. You know, you look at what they've done recently, he hasn't done any better than Barry Odom did. Barry Odom was 4-8, 7-6, 8-5, and 6-6. I mean, Drinkwitz would have to win against Arkansas and against a bowl team to have a winning record, his first winning record at Missouri. Pittman's easily outshined Morris. The difference is, okay, the seat's not as cool as it was when both of these guys arrived. But the difference to me is Pittman has a nine-win season that he can kind of fall back on. And I don't see anything for Drinkwitz to fall back on. I mean, next year's year four. It's a do-or-die type of year for both coaches. Pittman's 9-4 mark's better than anything Bielema did, and way better than anything Chad Morris ever thought of doing. But you look at Missouri, they opened the season with a 52-24 win over Louisiana Tech, and then they got manhandled by Kansas State 40-12 in week two. Their wins are over Abilene Christian, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, New Mexico State. Basically, they have one quality win, and that's over South Carolina. The strange thing is, not that win, it's the loss that they had to Georgia, because they played Georgia better than anybody has this season. The game was 22-12 with 9:39 to play when Georgia put in the first of two fourth quarter touchdowns. Nobody outside of Kansas State and Tennessee has scored more than three touchdowns against them. Nobody aside from Kansas State and Tennessee this whole season has put the ball in the end zone more than three times against Missouri. That's pretty impressive. That's like 17 points a game that they're giving up aside from those two games. Just to put it in perspective, there is only one team that Arkansas held to under 21 points this season, and that's LSU, 13 points and a loss. Nobody's played Georgia as tough as Missouri did. Don't underestimate home field advantage in the SEC. Even though the stadium is going to be two-thirds of the way full, it's going to be like 50 degrees, gloomy, intermittent showers. You can't underestimate any venue. They're playing for a bowl game. It's not senior day. For some reason, they held it last week. I don't know why they did that against a much lesser opponent, but they did. But they're playing for a bowl game, and Arkansas already has one. Arkansas's playing for a better bowl game. There's quite a difference in those two reasons to play. It's not a pretty venue. I've been to every stadium in the SEC. I've been to several pro stadiums, several other Power 5 programs, non-Power 5 programs as well. I've been to a lot of stadiums in my life. To me, when I look at Froelich Field, at Memorial Stadiums, I think that's what they call it, I would rank it probably tied for 12th with Vaught-Hemingway Stadium in Oxford out of 14 SEC schools, only ahead of Vanderbilt. I'd probably put it around somewhere with Texas Tech Stadium, Liberty Bowl, Oxford, War Memorial Stadium, those kind of venues. I'll never forget going there in, was it 18? Yeah, Chad Morris's first year when they just got hammered, like 38-0. And it's freezing cold, and we did our press conference in a tent. The visiting press conference was under a tent, like at some junior college game or something. Danny said he went there a few years before that, and it was dark, and to get the lights, they shined a truck. They turned a truck on. This is an SEC venue. They turned a truck on to shine the headlights so you could see Brett Bielema. That's budget. That is some budget stuff. So Missouri been very impressive on defense. Offense hasn't been anything that spectacular. Brady Cook took over for Connor Bazelak, who was just a sophomore last year and left them and went to Indiana. Cook's actually his efficiency rating is 5 points higher than Bazelak. He's not throwing for as many yards per game, but hasn't been anything spectacular. They average 25.2 points per game. They don't have a prolific running back like they had with Tyler Beatty last year, who led the SEC with 1,604 rushing yards. He actually had 41 carries, which I'm pretty sure if I remember that correct, that's a school record for an opponent against Arkansas. And he had 219 yards of the touchdown, but Arkansas won 34-17 last year. Expect ugly. Expect this game to be ugly. It just always kind of feels that way, even though it's not always, but it just kind of seems that way. It's a 2:30 kickoff. I don't know. I'm like you probably. I don't have a whole lot of respect for Missouri's football program, whether that's justified or not. I kind of look at Missouri the way that I think Ole Miss fans look at Mississippi State. Ole Miss fans, a lot of people may not know this, but Ole Miss fans, their biggest rival to them is LSU. Mississippi State's kind of an annoyance more than anything. That's kind of how I think a lot of Arkansas fans look at Missouri. Like, we'll come and take what we want from there. I mean, Missouri's never, at least in the time I've been doing this, Missouri's never beaten Arkansas for an in-state prospect in Arkansas that Arkansas offered a scholarship to. It's never happened. There's been some good players leave Arkansas and go to Missouri, but not any that Arkansas was fighting for. On the other hand, Arkansas has gone into Missouri plenty of times and taken players that Missouri want. In head-to-head battles outside the two states, Arkansas almost always wins those battles. Arkansas just went up there and took Frank Broyles from them. Went up there and just took Mike Anderson. We want your coach. That's how I think a lot of Arkansas fans view Missouri, but still, there it stands. Missouri is 9-4 against Arkansas. Had a five-game winning streak until last year. And still hold a 5-0 streak in Columbia against Arkansas. That's how I feel about it. The difference in the way that Arkansas looks at Missouri versus the way that Ole Miss looks at Mississippi State is Ole Miss has a 64-46-6 edge. It's a lot deeper series, obviously. But if you want this game to be a rivalry, keep looking down your nose at Missouri and keep losing, and that'll be enough. One more time, everybody. I'll be back with you guys after the game with the walk and talk. But one more time, I want to mention, and again, I want to thank everybody for reading this. You know, we do the free day just because we have so many people read our free content. We do free content and we do VIP content. The way I've always viewed it is our free content is going to be stuff that comes out of press conferences, stuff that's going to be everywhere else. We might as well take a piece of that pie with the ad revenue and whatnot. Our VIP stuff is more research, more opinion columns, recruiting information, stuff that you're not going to get everywhere else, stuff that we dig deep to find, use our sources and things like that. Curtis's breakdowns from basketball that are just tremendously unmatched anywhere else. Those types of things. If you guys haven't checked out Curtis's stuff, I mean, you could have yesterday, but you can't today, I guess, unless you have a VIP subscription. But just to tell you one more time, guys, this is just a tremendous deal. It's 75% off. It's the best deal that we offer all year long. Okay? The best one we offer all year long. It's our epic Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. It's $26.85 for a full year of access. People ask me all the time, Trey, we love what you do with the show, the Walk and Talk. You got a Patreon. How can we support the show? Where can we sign up for the site? That's the best thing that we offer is the website. And now it's 75% off, $26.85 for a full year of access. That breaks down to $2.24 a month, 52 cents a week, and 7 cents a day. I would like to know something else that you can get for 7 cents a day that you find satisfaction from all day long. 7 cents. Just go to the site, hawgsports.com. Again, part of the 24/7 Sports Network. It's the Arkansas 24/7 Sports site under the CBS Paramount Global umbrella. Ton of great resources for us. Our growth has been truly phenomenal over the last 4 years since we moved to 24/7 Sports, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. All right, everybody. I said it was going to be a short show. We made it about 17 minutes. But, again, thanks everybody for watching the show. Really appreciate the support. If you're a casual fan out there, you don't really care about the future of the program. You don't care about recruiting. You know, you just want to see the headlines here and there. You don't get worked up over a win or loss. I get it. I understand it. But if you're the kind of person who knows the roster, you know the starting lineup, you know what's going on in recruiting, or you're interested in what's going on in recruiting, and you want to take it to another level, and you want to follow this transfer portal stuff, which is going to be absolutely wild. It's going to be December 5th, maybe the wildest day in the history of college football. And that whole 45-day stretch that the portal window is open. And if you want to follow along with us, you want the recruiting news, all the coverage that we do, this is the time to sign up. This offer will end on Monday at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's open right now. Today is Wednesday, what is it, the 23rd? Yep, 11-23-2022. Epic sale, Hogsports, 75% off. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with Hogsports.com with just a quick show today. We'll catch you on Friday for the Walk and Talk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.